invite you to close your eyes. If you want, if you're driving, please don't do this. If you want, you can just focus on maybe a blank spot of wall or something that just lets your eyes sort of relax a little bit. Feel your body just exhaling, if you will. It's just taking a moment to decompress. Take a breath in and exhale. And I'm inspired by autumn being tomorrow, the first day of the autumnal equinox. So I'm gonna have us go on an autumn picnic, which sounds nice because it's not super cold yet, still has a little bit of summer's warmth. So it'd be nice to go on a picnic together. So picture with me you imagine to be a beautiful meadow. The grass is at that perfect in-between season, so it's not too long and too itchy, but it's not completely dry and wintry, so it's really comfortable and lovely. And we spread our blanket down so we can sit on it, and it could look however you want it to look. It could be a classic gingham blanket for picnic, or it could be a beloved blanket that you have, something that you, I particularly have a fuzzy one in the back of my car that I really love, so soft and fuzzy. So we lay that blanket down, and then we put down the beautiful basket of goodies we have. And it's a pure little fall feast. We've got some beautiful entrees, and whether you're vegetarian or you eat meat, it's the perfect, nice little meal, whether it's sandwiches. My dad's favorite is sandwiches. Classic New England mayonnaise and salt and pepper and some roast beef, that'd be his. For me, I'm digging caprese lately. So some mozzarella, some fresh, beautiful basil, some late in summer tomatoes. That sounds good to me. Fresh baguette, yum, 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 whatever's good for you. And then we have some autumn treats. It's pomegranate season, celebrating how in the Greek myth, Persephone went back down with her husband. And she would feast on really luscious, beautiful pomegranates. And they're such a fun fruit. The seeds just pop all juicy, and they're the most beautiful maroon color. And then I saw a really delicious dessert where someone made brownies in the shape of acorns. So they're brownies in the shape of acorns and then covered in hard melted and then hardened chocolate, and it looks just like an acorn, sprinkled gently with some gold dust. So we have delicious dessert as well. Wonderful, wonderful. We sit, and the breeze goes by, and it carries that beautiful mix of late summer and the gentle promise crisp of autumn. Maybe some leaves start to flutter around, golden, just a gentle hint at the fiery beauty that's gonna explode here in the next month around us as the world changes. But we're perfectly comfortable. Perfectly comfortable. The temperature's beautiful. We're snacking on our food. Enjoying our time together. Like I talked about in my talk, this is a nice, nice pocket of love. And for this meditation, I'd really like us to take this time, and I want you to, after we've eaten, we lay down back on the blanket. We're perfectly comfortable. Our bodies are totally, totally just relaxed. Completely relaxed and feeling good. Laying back on the blanket. We let our stomachs digest and close our eyes. And I want you to picture a situation that you want to send love to. A situation where you want to use your bravery and your courage to send love to. And however that looks to you, you could visualize the situation working out how you wanted it to. You could literally picture holding your hands up and picture beautiful, warm love energy coming from your palms to the situation. You could picture blowing kisses to it, whatever works for you. But I'm going to ask us to take a few minutes here. Send love. Send love to a situation that we think needs it. We've taken a few minutes to send love, and that's beautiful. And we give thanks. And now our picnic is finished. So we're going to slowly stand up and pack away all our goods. Make sure we throw away all our trash at the proper receptacles so that wildlife and beauty can start getting ready for winter, which it does start growing thicker coats and burying acorns and getting ready to hibernate. So we stand up and we pack up everything, fold up the blanket, head back. And now we also head back to our physical bodies in this physical moment. So I invite you, if you can, if you're able, to put your feet down. Just really feel the ground beneath your feet. Do this exercise called grounding a lot. You can just feel the earth coming up through your feet. Inhale, exhale, we're back in our physical bodies. Eyes will be open and we'll be back and present and ready to enjoy the rest of the day. So one inhale and exhale. Another inhale. Another exhale. You open your eyes. And we're back here. That was awesome.